I've got the look that drives the groove. While I've got the move that really moves, I said she looks up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy, boy. I'm just a sexy boy.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo, and I'm eating on a podcast.
Who does that?
Me.
When I'm like Blink the Clown, I'm pulling a handkerchief out of my dog shit up earlier. And
you had a what up?
I had a garbage bag in my back pocket. I was just happy to see you.
Oh.
So.
No.
Live audio commentary day.
Yeah, it is. We're going to do a couple of these.
Yeah, I'm getting married. So, over the summer, there may be an occasion where I'm not able to do a show. So we thought, for you, the loyal listeners, who have given us some very positive reviews on our live audio commentaries, we thought we would do some, the only constructive criticism that we'd received is that they were like fucking 3 hours.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So what we decided to do is watch the Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, 62-minute match, and do our live audio commentary on it. So we should have probably obviously a shorter show.
Yeah, and then there'll be another one we're going to do on what's it called,
tag team back again. Party over here, party over there, party there. Say derriere, say whoop, there it is.
So it's be called Tag Team with Roddy Piper and Jesse Ventura.
I believe that's the one.
I believe it's on YouTube.
ABC.
It's not the porn your mom made.
Oh, no. Roddy and Jesse are white. Keep eating. Take a sip of Big Gulp.
Man, walk down that beef jerky.
You know what the best part, Mo, is when you learn from your mistakes. Anyway,
we got a Twitter question.
I can't do this again.
Me.
About you.
It's about whether or not, I was talking about, I think it was something along the lines of, so I'll ask you this.
Okay.
Ric Flair or Bret Hart are known, they're famous for being able to have a, what's this on your shirt?
I don't know. What does it look like?
A bug? Could be a bug.
Yeah.
Could be a lot of stuff on the back. I think you should change shirts. Well, we're outside, right?
Yeah.
That shirt is not, it's a great shirt. It says Fresh and it's, Carlton from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
But, no, I'll keep talking, because this won't be awkward. Or I could just eat on the podcast, and, this is a good time to tell a joke, probably, because Addy's out of the room. And, can't think of any. Wait, how about, man comes home from work, woman comes home from work, and his husband's there? Or no. Yeah, her husband comes home from work, and her husband's already there. And she's surprised because she's usually home from working for him. And she says, what are you doing? He goes, pack your bags. I won the lottery. She's like, oh, my God, where are we going on vacation? What are we going to do? What are we going to get? What should I pack? He goes, I don't care. Just pack them and get the fuck out. So that's my way of filling time on the show. Well, Addy's gone. I think he's already changed shirts, and now he's just waiting at the top of the stairs, knowing that this is awkward for me. He's an asshole this year. This year. Anyways, oh man, I watched the Countdown special. And, you know who the number two greatest faction of all time, like when you watch these, is, the Brood. That's right, so. The Four Horsemen is two spots behind the Brood in your countdown. Mm-hmm.
The Heater family is number 10. The Flu, based solely on a good entrance and cool music.
So if you want to make a comparison, though, I mean, you look at Lex Luger, Sid Vicious, Paul Roma. I mean, at least the Brood sucked blood.
That is a good point. What are you eating in your mouth? Do you have
turkey?
Still got turkey?
Yeah, wait, I just brought it with me.
Oh, okay, okay. So you've changed from a fresh shirt to a Macho Man shirt. That is an upgrade. But that's nothing against that other shirt. It's just nothing else could top it. Yeah, no. You got shit all over that shirt.
It's back here. Well, it's all on your shirt. Anyway, this is a great show.
Oh, so far. Could your dog make a little more noise?
Yeah, I think he probably will. Iron Man match.
All right.
60-minute Iron Man match.
Before we start it, what are your memories of the match, as you remember?
It was over 60 minutes. I remember the build, the training videos.
Mm-hmm.
I remember wearing the shirt, actually, that Bret Hart references Randy Savage in his thing, talking about how he thought he would be the guy to take over from Randy Savage. And in his video, and this is Randy Savage in WCW at the time, this is actually WrestleMania 12, where the free-for-all had the Huckster versus the Macho Man.
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of the height of Scheme Gene and all that shit. And actually, it was just the beginnings of the New World Order was 2 months away from Scott Hall showing up on Nitro. So,
that's right. So, yeah, it was an interesting time because, I mean, here was a babyface versus babyface match, but it was designed to give you the best wrestling match they could. The other top match on this card for WrestleMania 12 was Undertaker versus Diesel,
right.
Babyface versus babyface.
No, Diesel was tweener.
Diesel was starting to turn tweener.
Yeah, he was definitely played the heel role against Taker.
Bret Hart coming into this match was probably weaker booked than Daniel Bryan could ever hope to be. Or Rey Mysterio. Like, just tremendously weakly booked.
This title run when he beat Diesel and that, you know, has a great match against Davey Boy Smith.
Amazing match.
At the In Your House in December, season's beatings. And then, you know, I think he fought The Undertaker where there was some chicanery there. And then
Diesel showing up and the other way around when he fought Diesel.
In the cage, it was, Bret Hart was really the in 2006, Bret Hart was the backdrop to the Diesel Undertaker feud.
And the thing is, this is what's going on last at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And yet you have cut your legs out from your main eventer.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, and you put all your promotional push behind your up-and-coming star is Shawn Michaels, but Bret is the champion going into this. So I mean, it didn't draw well, and it's easy to see why.
And you can see people leaving.
During the match. You know?
I remember being bored during the match, watching this in a casino in Lethbridge, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to university there at the time. I remember being bored. Luckily,
I had
beer, because... This, I mean, and it's not really a spoiler alert because this is a fucking 18-year-old match, but it was a situation where there was only the one fall. It was 0-0 after 60.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I said it, and I had seen, not a lot, but I had seen the 30 minutes with Steamboat and Rude at the Beach Blast. And
that was great.
And I think it was like 3-2 or something.
Yeah.
So I was expecting somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, I was too. The thing is, we didn't know what we were going to get because I was looking forward to it because I had actually never seen a Broadway 60-minute match at a house show.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, a 60-minute match was, I was like, okay, what are these like? What is this going to be like?
Well,
but the difference is when you don't know and the match can end any time, 60-minute match can be a great drama. When you know it's going 60, no matter if there's a fall or not. So the idea to have no falls, I understand it. But it was interesting. I loved the match. I watched it many times. I haven't seen it now in probably 15 years. But, I mean, when it happened, I watched it many times over and over. Because I think the psychology of the match and how they built the match and the storytelling was tremendous. But at 60 minutes, you're not going to have a fast-paced match. So if you're looking for an old-school wrestling match the way you used to see them.
If this match had
not been announced as an Iron Man match, gone 60 minutes and then had the same finish, it still would have worked. And the drama would have been great. People would have been into it the whole time.
Because what I would have, because to me it's like a hockey game that goes in, a playoff hockey game that goes into overtime, right? Is it going to go into double overtime, triple overtime? When is it going to end?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing is that's a bit different. But because it was leading into the match too, I remember going, okay, well, you know, Shawn uses the kick. and Brett uses the sharpshooter. But I remember Brett used to use the, I remember Brett used to use the pile driver.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean used to use that back suplex.
Yes.
And so I'm like, okay, well, there's a couple finishes they could do.
They could pull out a couple other things, there. Yeah.
And I'm trying to think, you know.
I was thinking there would be a small package or something.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
I was thinking of, like, okay, well, how can Sean use the pile driver sometimes? And I'm like, so they're going, okay, well, there's some moves that they used to use as finishers that they can use to get some pins in there. Of course, none of this ever.
None of this ever. But it did. They had the near falls. I mean, and the last 10 minutes is great because at that point you're like, well, any fall now will mean something. But at that point, a lot of the crowd had left, and they kind of lost the crowd. And again, I don't think it's them. I think it's the booking. But as far as a match with, like I say, the psychology, I think it's pretty damn great. And I know Bret Hart's very proud of it, and mm-hmm. Shawn Michaels is very proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the first thing we'd seen.
And Pat Patterson has pride.
Fucking proud of it. Yeah,
fucking proud of it. Okay, but, well, let's without further a motherfucking do. Let's just listen to at least the opening montage, and then I can cue over to after the Piper Goldust match to get to the personality profiles, and then of course the match itself.
All right, let's do that. So,
just loud enough?
Fuck no. Getting close. A little louder.
Okay.
Actually, there you go.
There you go.
I actually have no idea. How would I know that?
I don't know.
Alright,
let's go. Sean Michaels, the
I'm a maverick. Thing about this is, I think one of the things that also hurt this was, you pretty much knew Brett had no chance to win.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you knew it was Sean's time.
And, in fact, I mean, I knew somebody who knew Stu and Helen, who said that even Helen said she didn't know the finish, but she suspected that Sean was winning.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, I mean, it was his time. It was. I mean, especially the way it was booked, too. I mean,
the crowd, though, is more into Brett, and the crowd at the time.
Oh, Linda's coming out.
They've seen it, Shawn Michaels at the time. They did not like him as champion.
That's true.
Which is too bad, because he had great matches.
Oh, yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I show you the personality of this matchup. Two athletes, two men, one hour. Is this Michael Cole? For Shawn Michaels and Bret
Hart, this is where it sounds like it.
Yeah.
Throughout the World Wrestling Federation careers, the superstars have traveled down silver roads through heart, determination, and pure blood, sweat.
I thought he was working as a reporter, though.
96? The best they can be. No, this has got to be redubbed. But now the question is, because...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, because remember...
Wouldn't it be Todd Bettigal, wouldn't it?
Yeah. ...from San Antonio, Texas. Who had a dream of one day becoming the World and Wrestling Federation. Also, trained by the legendary Sean ZX. I remember we ought to give you a very special hello, welcome from D-Generation X to Michael Cole getting the wedgie.
Yeah, that's right.
And then later that month, Rick Rude beat him with his shoe. Continued to follow that dream. The dream that would eventually lead him to Anaheim, California for WrestleMania 12. And then we heard at the piano.
Oh, yes, I remember. Whose formal training came in a dungeon in Calgary,
Alberta, Canada. Under the guidance of his father, Steve, Brett learned how to methodically and typically wear it away.
Does this have Brett's interview part?
For 11 years, Brett was thrilled Federation fans,
giving his all en route to becoming a 3-time World Wrestling Federation champion.
Amazing. Getting twice more, right?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess the ones that really count is the one day deal.
It counts.
Well, it counts, but it's the one day deal. We're going to rain.
The Iron Man.
The champion. Huh. So they aren't going to do the...
Well, you know, for me, it's just the whole thing's finally coming to a head, you know. I'm gonna die, and, you know, taking an Iron Man match, we're gonna find out just how good Shawn Michaels is. I think everyone's gonna see just how good I am. I think, The way I look at it is one man's sunset, another man is gone. Tomorrow morning, just want to wake up tomorrow morning.
Right after the night before with the slammies, right?
Yeah.
But Sean's winning fucking everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Except for one.
Yeah. And at the time. And at the time. Didn't want to step all over Gorilla out of respect there.
No.
The thing about it was at the time, I mean, Sean did say, we're going to give them a show tomorrow like only you and I can do, the whole world. Which is pretty close to being true outside of Japan, North America.
Yeah.
There was very few people even within WWF at the time, or certainly within even WCW at the time, who could do what these two were about to do and go 60 minutes like this.
Yeah, I never realized that they used the same entrance for 12 as they did for 13.
I didn't either, but the company was trying to save money.
Yeah. No, I just, that was the first time I've realized that. All right, Sean's looking pretty old here.
Well, the thing about this is, the thing that's missing is Bret Hart's promo going into this, which is the best part of the whole thing, and the psychology.
Yeah.
Where he sits there and he goes, I've been in there with Sean many times, and there's always that moment where he panics just a little bit, wondering if he's going to win, wondering. He makes a mistake. And he's going to do that in a 60-minute, and I'm going to be up 1-0. As soon as I'm up 1-0, he's going to panic a little more because he's still young. And then he'll make another mistake. He'll be up 2-0.
And
it'll happen again. Then he'll be really desperate. And as soon as he's really desperate, I'll get up 3-0. And then that never happened.
No, that's right. That wasn't Shawn Michaels. That was Virgil. They said it was Supercock.
Oh. Super soft. Maybe it's a little too loud. You want to be able to hear us, after all. We're the real stars of this.
I love that, man. It's not good enough. No, he's got to... Didn't work.
What didn't work?
The zip line.
No, I know. This was supposed to be so spectacular. Maybe the crowd liked it. I don't know. But again, it was just showing. Here's our star. And Brett, now you get a normal entrance.
Yeah, well, I don't know that, if I'm a heart, I don't want a superhero. Oh, like
that. We'll go about this way.
Well, I don't expect anybody.
Fuck them. By the way, I noticed you have some flowers in a pot outside in front on your steps, and it says welcome. You probably want to get rid of that.
For you.
Well, people really. Well, for anybody. I don't want to welcome people over.
Thank you.
I didn't say anything while you were gone because it was the entrances and I was eating chips.
And fucking Vince McMahon won't shut up during the entrances.
Oh, I got gifts.
Oh, do you?
My sister and mom.
Huh.
Dropping out
was
gifts
it food?
From baby shower, no.
Oh.
It was stuff to make food.
Ah. That's like, no good. Somebody has a sign in the audience that says, Bite Me, WCW.
Nice. Well, that was Eric Bischoff's catchphrase, right? Bite Me. And he hadn't...
Not at this point.
No, I was going to say he hadn't turned heel yet.
No.
So, yeah.
Way before that.
So maybe it was Eric Bischoff. It's I'm that man.
I was never a fan of Super Sonic.
All man match. That's what I remember most of the match.
Go ahead.
Look at this. The man. The win. The most division. Will be declared
the winner and the World Wrestling Federation. Brett might have thought this was all bullshit, and he might have, not like the booking and the way they're presenting him or the way they present Sean, but he knows his role and he's playing it well.
Oh yeah.
Like the confident.
No.
He knew. 10-year champ.
He knew
that the deal, see for him the deal, the point of this match was for Sean to win, for Brett to go film Lonesome Dove, right? And for then when he comes back to be the bitter guy that lost to the younger guy. That was the whole point of this.
Unless a Lonesome Dove took off and then he wouldn't come back.
Exactly. But
if he did come back, he knew that... Well, but he also knew that even the way it happened, he also knew that some people would feel... Much like people... Like he got more over by losing to Davey. Sometimes you get more over as a babyface with your loss and how you lose.
Yeah.
But he's the guy who's somewhat screwed. He could come back bitter, but some people would always be on his side. He knew that.
But that was the role that he was set to play. He was the bitter guy that, you know, that with the extra time got screwed. And he said that in the interviews from Germany. You know, this was a 60-minute Iron Match. This wasn't a 62-minute Iron Man match. But.
I'm about two-thirds done, or no, one-third, almost one-half done. My big goal. Still alive.
Still alive. There's Blade.
And his favorite wrestler.
I like Sean who said that, yeah, I'm part of it. But I do remember Brett saying, I'm going to make those nine cheerleaders who beat you up in Syracuse, New York look like a walk in the park. The Slammies.
That's right. That's right. Good crowd cheers a little bit at the beginning. No, we know it goes 60 minutes without any falls.
Right.
Did the right move have been to have a fall immediately, like 5 minutes in, so the one guy's desperate trying to catch up the rest of the match?
I don't know about 5 minutes in.
I mean, so early enough in that all of a sudden it changes just the dynamic. Like, holy shit, that's not supposed to happen. These guys never get pinned in 5 minutes. All of a sudden, that guy's desperate.
Well, that's the kind of thing, though, right? That's the part that I don't like about those kind of matches. It's like, why all of a sudden, if we see all these main event matches...
Yeah, but this is what we're doing okay, because we haven't seen a bunch of them. At this point, it's first time, and it's a surprise. If it's a banana peel pinfall, 5 minutes in...
That would be... Actually, you know what you could do with that, actually, too, is that might be good, because then in the rematches, because they're like... you may, but I'll beat you in 5 minutes. Like, whoever, like, Brett loses, right? So, yeah, I beat you in 5 minutes. This is a regular match that we're having. This isn't an Iron Man match that we're having. Look what happened last time. I beat you in 5 minutes. I could do that again.
Exactly. Brett beat, especially since they actually had the match, saying...
I was going to say, the difference is that there was only 18 months until the one and only rematch of this.
Yeah. They were supposed to have the match at... King of the Ring, which was, I could beat you in 10 minutes. Wasn't it 10 minutes?
Yeah, or I'll never wrestle in the United States.
Yeah, which never happened because it was injury.
It was never going to happen.
Yeah.
It was bait and switch. hair quicker.
It's not hair quicker. But yeah, I mean, if...
talk about Shawn Michaels.
Steve Brett gets a 5-minute pinfall. Flat pinfall. 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels ties it up at about the 45-50-minute mark after chasing the whole time.
Yeah, that's
it. And then it's back and forth who's going to get the win in the last 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I think that psychology would have worked much, much better.
Hey, look who's in the front of the row there. Brett Dett Brown.
Who?
Brett Dett Brown.
Oh. Bad News Brown, did you hit?
Black Tech Brown.
Oh.
He used to do that that phone line, hotline, the free hotline that you could call on the EGP talking to the TV.
Oh, I remember him. That's him?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
The guy who just read the Observer.
Yeah.
Pick out a couple news stories and then word for word say them.
I think that idiot actually, I think that idiot read the Torch. Cody Boyd used to just read the Observer. And only the WWF section really, unless it was like a major WCW news.
Because so far nobody's for anybody listening to that crowd.
Look at it. Look at the idiot in the middle in the front row in like a blue dress.
Yes, sparkly blue dress.
Totally a blue dress in the crowd.
Okay.
Totally out of place.
Yeah, next to somebody who can't keep their mouth closed so they can breathe. Listen to that. Like, there is...
no heat?
No heat. At all.
No, look at the crowd even.
Yeah.
They're just...
which is why a 5-minute flash pinball would have created that heat.
Yeah. Well, this is in the Tokyo Dome, right?
No.
Oh.
The pond in Anaheim.
Wrenching. Yeah, yeah. Brett's working the neck over there so we can go for the sharpshooter later.
Well, they're just feeling each other out.
Well, yeah, Pat Patterson booked this match.
Which is actually probably true.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for lack of a better word, he laid it out.
So, a little bit of cheers for good chain wrestling.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
A little bit, but the difference is with Sean's style, like, if this was Owen, you could see, you know, you would have more of the you know, the reversal, that chain wrestling style.
Well, Sean shows more chain wrestling in this match than he typically did.
No, but you can tell he's not used to it, and he doesn't have the
no, it's
the
not so much what he does.
Like, even, you know, like Brett, Davey, and Owen had, right?
No.
And even, you know.
And Brett and Sean had a match already at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Royal Rumble. Survivor Series, 93?
92, right? 92. After Brett won the title with Chad.
Survivor Series, 92. Yeah, and it was a great match. It was about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
A great match. 4.5 stars.
Ooh. See, look at that, eh? Oh, he tapped out.
There is no question as he watched this, though, as far as, like, actual wrestling, real wrestling holds and moves and understanding that man wrestling, Bret Hart is a level ahead.
Oh, sure, but, I mean, it's Sean, yeah, exactly, isn't used to...
Sean was a storyteller. A great, great storyteller.
Not at this point, though. I don't think of Sean as a great storyteller until he came back.
Well, he was a better storyteller when he came back.
Yeah, so I mean, he's a great storyteller when he came back.
Yeah, he was a good storyteller here, a great athlete, and that helped him. That elevated.
Because
he had all these great matches.
Very right. Is that China?
No.
Because China hadn't debuted yet. It was another year.
What, you mean in the blonde?
No, in the right corner there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's a blonde there.
No, there's a black hair. Front row black haired chick.
She's really
good with her head. And beside the plaid guy in the plaid, if you look all the way
okay, down. Okay, I'm right, talking about the person to that person's left with blonde hair. Because the real China has blonde hair. Before dying. Like Joni Lauer.
Yeah. No, just it looks like China.
I think the other one looks like China. The one clapping there.
Yeah. The one with the clap.
It's definitely China,
it's
then.
It's gotta be China, yeah.
Because that could be a man, also, so...
That's Charlotte.
Really is, though. Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie.
Charlie Flair.
The guy that...
Like, the people cheering and cheering the wrestling seem to be in the farther back. So, I mean, it's likely these front rows are comps, right? Of corporate people or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Jose Lothario hurt Shawn Michaels' presentation as a manager? That he just wasn't... Because he doesn't show any charisma.
Who?
Super Sock.
Oh, God. That was horrible. I can hate Super Sock.
What is Stu with,
Freddie Blassie.
Did they ever work together or know each other, you think?
Hey. They had to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're old wrestlers. They all knew each other. Every old wrestler knows each other.
I don't know. Because, and I'm Stu's loving this. This is his style of wrestling. Actually, Freddie Blassie might be too.
Yeah.
But, oh, that's great. That's a beautiful drop toe hold by Brad. Look at that. See?
Oh, there you go.
There you go. And I think Brad's coaching him through that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Stu was in the East Coast and then Canada. Freddie Blassie was largely in the West Coast, right? For most of his career. About the same time as Stu would have been up down the States wrestling.
Yeah, Stu would have wrestled in New York, yeah, whereas... But Freddie, I don't know, yeah. I don't know. Interesting. It's interesting they're not letting cameramen at ringside this year. Well, there's one, but think of the year before this, where, like, with Lawrence Taylor, and they let everybody and their uncle be the cameraman at ringside, right?
That's right, yeah.
And then yeah. Black Jack Brown with a big camera sitting in Chicago, sitting in the front row.
Yeah, that's a different presentation.
All right, nice shot of the... That's a pretty full building, actually.
What's that?
It's a pretty full building. Look at the guy with the white...
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's WrestleMania.
Sting's there.
It is a... I see. Yeah, the building was full at this point. I mean, I'll be looking to see when the crowd starts to filter out and how many. Listen to the booze. A few cheers, a lot of booze. See, what I remember is Brett in the... or Sean in the beginning kind of getting the best of the wrestling, surprisingly. And then Brett gets the huge...
Dive, isn't it?
I don't think so yet. I don't think it is yet. But Brett gets the heat then for like 40 minutes. You know? At which point then Sean gets all the near falls at the end, and then he makes the mistake.
He got up to 6, and then he just turned around and touched. I like how Brett had to, like, take a 20-second break because he got hurt outside the ring.
I think he's just supposedly collecting his thoughts. It's not about being hurt. It's about thinking of strategy. That's how I read it.
This is before the stroke book, right? So Brett had thoughts to collect.
That's right.
Probably just Bruce. Oh, he's gonna skin the cunt.
What? Oh, that's funny. Okay. What's that?
What's funny?
Okay. We know Brett in his book was complaining about this move. Saying, it'd be stupid. I would never, ever turn my back on you. I know. So, Brett, go back, rewind it, actually. Or will it fuck up?
Rewind. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Watch Brett. He so clearly sees it coming, and then when he's turned around, it looks so corny. And you see by the look in his face, he's just like, fuck, this is stupid. So he sees it coming right there. He's still looking at him as he's doing it. And then he has to turn around and just makes himself look like an idiot.
Yeah.
This is what he was complaining about. And I'm like, that spot is exactly what Brett thought, said it would be. Like, It's not one of those things that needs to happen just to happen. But Sean was, you know, consistent.
But 12 minutes in.
I know.
Maybe he was afraid he couldn't do it 40 minutes in.
It's possible. How many times would Shawn Michaels, as a singles guy in his career, have gone 40 minutes at this point?
Oh, God.
Would he ever have?
Maybe, but not five, not three, probably.
Maybe. I'm not sure he would have ever.
Yeah, but how many times did Shawn go 40 after this in a single?
I can think of a few. I can think of a few. He went 40 with Triple H in that.
Triple three-way dance. Yeah. The three stages of heck.
He went close to 40 minutes with Undertaker.
He did do that John Cena match in England.
Yeah.
You know?
And even though John Cena WrestleMania match went long time.
Yeah. But not. But again, not before the break.
No.
When you look at the next 2 years, basically, which is all Shawn lasts after this.
When Shawn is champion at house shows, how long would he have been going with, like, Steve Austin?
20. They wouldn't go. No, they were doing.
Remember, Shawn Michaels, after he loses the belt, is putting over Steve Austin at house shows.
Not for very long, though.
No. He doesn't lay down for anybody.
Three house shows, maybe?
One more now.
It wasn't a full loop. It was like 2 weeks.
Probably about that, yeah.
So they would
have before complaining killed it.
Four shows, maybe? Yeah, see, now you're back.
How long would he have had matches on the road, house shows, with Owen that maybe went a while? David Boy?
Shows in...
How about his matches with Davey Boy? Because they have that for you.
They still did 25 minute matches, still.
At a house show, you think?
Yeah, no one was going. I mean, Brett and Owen did an Iron Man match, but the matches in general weren't going along just because they were house show matches.
I know they weren't going Iron Man, but I thought maybe.
I don't know. See, now here we are. We're
only 14 minutes in. Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. Wait, so there's your nip up.
Remember Brett talks about coming in, they thought he'd be coming in, he'd be the older guy. He comes in the best shape in his life. Surprised everybody. He actually came back in even better shape.
Yeah.
His return match against Steve Austin was the best shape of his career. At the 96,
right? Yeah,
at the 96
yeah.
Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Now the crowd's booing Brett. Yeah, they can't just make up their mind. Oh, here's the spot that I remember the most in this match.
Oh, the kick.
Yeah.
Was that Chimo?
I don't know who it was.
He didn't raise the timekeeper because Mark Eaton was right there.
Okay, so what it is that Bret Hart gets thrown into the ropes and he comes out of it and slips and kind of lands in the chair on somebody's lap.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels goes to give him the super kick Bret moves, so this guy gets hit. And you just didn't see that. It made this match seem more real to me. I'm sure that was a Bret Hart spot.
Yeah.
But it just was like, oh, okay, this seemed more real to me because anybody can get hit. And it was just, I thought it was an original spot. The thing is, they don't sell it much. Now, they do a little bit later. They take the guy out on a stretcher here, but it's kind of weird. It's one of those things I think is a great idea. I don't know that it actually works so well.
Well, yeah. All right, I was trying to find a thing about... A list of,
officials?
Hmm?
Officials?
No, 40-minute matches and the big kids kind of stuff.
He never did another Iron Man match, did he?
Who?
Sean.
I don't know. When he came back, did he?
He and Angle did that 30-minute one on the Raw.
Yeah, that's what it was.
There was a tie. What was that? That was like a special Raw.
That was the Raw Homecoming.
Okay.
The Raw came back to USA Network.
That was it, yeah.
So was that their third match?
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah, because they were 1-1 and then
it was a rubber match.
But it was a tie.
The rubber match went for a tie, yeah.
Well, let's see, it was Kimmel.
Was it? Well, that's too bad it didn't break the jaw. Yeah, now it's dragging. And we're only 18 minutes in.
Yeah.
Not even.
The thing is it's like headlock and it's armbar that Sean had. I think Jericho caught him out.
Probably. Jericho's well known for idolizing, or Sean's well known for idolizing Jericho.
Right. But then they do this, you know.
Chinlock.
No, but then they do armbar, they do this little floofy spot where the announcer gets kicked, and then now headlock.
Yeah.
It's like with authority. But yeah, this is living up to my memory of it.
Well, so far, yeah. Back to it.
The thing is, at this point, I might have been a lot like a lot of the crowd and just gone get beer and forgot all about this match.
The thing is, though, at the time, I was more used to seeing Matt wrestling and chin locks. Now I'm only used to seeing it in a Randy Orton match.
Well, I was used to it, but for 60 minutes, I was like, if this is what I'm going to see, I don't care. Like, I'll chat to my friends, and we'll look over when the announcer gets kicked, and I'll go back to talking to the friends. And then Sean's going to do the dive here in a bit. And then they'll show down the replay, so we'll watch that. And then we'll go back to talking. Like, that's what it seems like to me.
I'm pretty sure pretty soon Brett starts working on the body part. And that changes it. Because right now it's just like nothing specific is being happening.
He's working on the body part. He's working on the head.
Nah, it's all wear down, though. It's not actual.
Well, not for Shawn Michaels. I'm going to wear Shawn Michaels down. You don't hit him in the head. A move. That's what it is. People clap. A move. A drop kick. And now let's go back to the arm bar.
But the thing about it is, one of the things that nobody's gotten a long extended heat spot yet for 20 minutes. Which is very different from what we're used to seeing nowadays.
Yeah. Well, we got almost 20 minutes in. Two.
Back and forth. Much.
One. Now. Okay.
And one third of the way through.
Well, one third of the way through. Also, by Raw standards, this is the part of Raw where Hunter stops talking.
So it's the part of Raw where I'm actually interested again?
Not quite. Is that a Taco Bell commercial, you mean?
I talk about. Again, there's psychology behind that, but.
All I'm thinking about watching this match is, I wonder if the reporters have been tipped off yet that wrestling is fake. This seems very Gotch Hackenschmidt.
No question. But that's where, when we're talking about the psychology, part of what's hurting this is the team of Jerry Lawler and Vince McMahon. If this was Jim Ross and William Regal, you know?
It's a bit better, but it's still gone to how many headlocks and how many armbars. And
we're talking about Matt wrestling psychology. How much does Jerry Lawler know about that?
Well, how much does he know, or how much can he articulate about it?
Both.
Yeah.
And same, quite frankly, with same with Michaels. Or not Michaels, I mean Vince. If this is Ross.
A bit better if it's Ross, but
Ross and, I don't know, Regal.
It still doesn't make
he had a three-man booth with Ross, Regal, and Mark Madden.
Mark Madden.
No, but I mean, if you had that, Jesse Ventura, whatever.
Larry Zbysko.
Yeah.
Still doesn't make this match exciting. What are we, 23 minutes in?
Yeah, but the match is a story, right? So when the guys who are telling the story on the mic aren't as good as the guys telling the story in the ring, he's going to bring it down.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still, the movie Julie? That was a story, too. It was just a shitty one.
But the acting was great.
But Jesus, I mean, that's... Okay, now you got Randy in the ring post, right? That's just... I realize that it cannot be 60 minutes of high spots, but what do we want to say? If it's 20 minutes in, not now it's 25 minutes.
How does this
in,
compare to what are the other 60-minute Iron Man matches? Benoit and Triple H, Angle and Lesnar, Triple H and Rock. Are those the four? Is there any others?
There were some Owen Bret ones on house shows.
Were those Iron Man matches, or were they?
They did do some Iron Man matches, yeah.
Okay.
Would have been better than this.
Well, I don't know. How much do those suffer from the same thing? Like I say, the problem with an Iron Man match is you're going to be stuck there no matter what happens. So at this point, how many near falls have we had? We're almost 25 minutes in. Have we had a near fall?
Have we had
a near submission?
Not a near fall, per se. I mean,
have we had any pinfall attempts?
Yeah, I don't even want to call it an attempt, but they did count while his shoulders were down on the mat doing the whatchamacallit there.
That is not a near fall.
I didn't call it a near fall. That's what I said.
And that's the thing, yeah. I mean, those are the things that create tension.
Okay, so we've got Sean Brett... Hunter, 6'5", over Rock, Benoit Angle, Lesnar Angle, Benoit Hunter. Interesting, what is this now?
I remember Benoit Angle. Not 60 minutes. They had a 30 minute.
30 minutes, it's just an Iron Man match, ultimate submission match. That was 30 minute submission match. But you also had 15 minutes. Match, most falls in 15 minutes, Eminem against Charlie Haas and Hardcore Holly in Edmonton, of all places. SmackDown in Edmonton, where Eminem won 2-1.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently another one on East.
I'm looking for 60-minute ones.
And Cena and Orton had a 60-minute.
Cena and Orton had a 60-minute Iron Man match?
Bragging rights in 2009.
Oh, yeah.
Cena won 6-5.
I thought that was the... I quit, but that would have been around the same time, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would have been around the same time.
Okay, so that's the one I forgot. But it happened in 2009, so who could remember that?
Well, it was also John Cena and Randy Orton, so who could care about it? Especially at that point.
Yeah.
That was at the height of their who gives a fuck at this.
Well, I thought that was this week.
No, Cena and Emin and really good day. Yeah. 60 minute marathon match. July 9th, 1994. Let's see here. Let me just look at the match here. See, I'm looking this up because this match... Oh, go to the arm. Look, he's going to the arm. Arm ball.
At least it's a different hold of it. It's a different application.
Attempt number 754. Armbar. That's where Jericho got his list. Let's just look at the Iron Man match and I'll put all the moves in there. The joke writes itself. Move number 4. Armbar. We're almost 30 minutes into this atrocity.
I wouldn't call it an atrocity, but... But you know what? You expect... I know you have to pace themselves, but the pace of this is too slow.
Okay, so... The Iron Man match between Brett and Owen had... Four falls, and there was overtime, and Brett wins 3-2.
That sounds better than this.
Yep. Should see what the time limit of the first fall was, as it says. Around 36 minutes till Brett gets the first fall. Then it's tied at 45.
Either way you look at it, this is helping Brett Hart right now.
Then Owen goes up ahead at 47. Then it gets tied at 54 minutes. And then sudden death overtime.
Long overtime, Cole?
I don't know, it doesn't really say.
1 second.
What?
It's one over, hold on.
1 second? Is that what you're on there now, checking it?
No.
Oh. Yep, that's great. This is not... Oh, there you go.
Oh, right, finally!
Well, it says Michaels kicks out again, so they've been going for some, sort of some near motherfucking falls here.
No, it just means that, okay, so yeah, now it's like, now the thinking is at this point, this close in, this far in, moves hurt that much more and people buy the near falls.
High risk maneuver.
I think this is where the dive is about to happen.
I was about to say, this seems to be... Oh, here comes the WrestleMania 10 victory rule. No?
Oh,
ref bump.
But also, what fucking move was Brett trying? A knee to the back of the head to drive him into the mat?
Foot stomp.
Well, yeah.
No, it was like a bulldog, but any...
No, but he put his knee there.
I think he had to, because Earl might have been out of position. The move was fucked.
Yeah. Okay, if the official is all right and okay to do this, the count, then why the fuck did you do that?
Well, I think the ref was supposed to stay down longer, but it's Earl. Earl Hebner is the Shawn Michaels of referees. He don't lay down for nobody. Oh, here comes your pile driver. I remember saying, okay, one nothing.
Yeah, I thought that was it too.
About for a week, I thought like for a month about that.
Yeah, yeah. I thought for two, for sure too. And the crowd's booing it because they can't believe it. Come on, look at this knee.
No, it was just Earl was supposed to be on the other side.
Yeah.
Now Maybe he wasn't even supposed to take a bump, and Brett fucked the move up, so he thought, fuck it, I'll just push him into the ref. There we go, is this it? No. Woo! See, now, honestly, now, here's the tuna corona.
There you go, now it's picking up.
I was going to say, this last, like, 4 minutes has gone, like, 10 times faster.
It's had way more action than the first 30, whatever.
A kick out by Bret Hart. You realize we still have 27 minutes left of this abortion?
For me? I wouldn't call it an abortion.
A woman running in like flash her tits or something make this fun.
I can flash
this the, is this the dive?
Yes, this is the dive.
Alright, let's see if the dive lives up to it.
Oh, it's getting better. And that got them off their, on their feet. Camera angle's kind of shitty there.
Yeah, well, they didn't have that, didn't have a lot of them back there. Part of the money saving, right?
Yeah. But I think the replay angle catches it perfectly.
Is it the replay angle of it, or is it the, because there's still the backdrop.
That was
too,
still
right?
The hard cannon, right?
Yeah. Well, there's still the backdrop, too, right? I remember the backdrop was shitty with the hard cannon if they got better on the replay. Skin.
Well, they haven't shown us the replay yet.
That is stupid. Remember my buddy Bruce arguing that it was really stupid when that happened.
Well, he was about to get up anyways. But yeah, I mean, I remember wondering. See, that's another near fall the crowd bought.
I bought that too because they just finished saying it was agreed that that was stupid. So by compassion, you brought him into the ring and gets fucked over with a small package.
It's not compassion, it's that you want to beat him.
Well,
whatever, you're the best.
Being stupid is what it is.
Yeah, but they're both baby faces, so it's not being stupid.
It
he's
is.
A heel and he does that, he's stupid. He's a baby face, it's within character.
No, but it's stupid. It's stupid.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Well, here we go, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's the better angle.
Yeah, oh, that move doesn't beat anybody. Sleeper, that's what you need.
And the crowd booed it.
This is his wedding shower. I have to do some unloading in a minute. So I'm or something. I did some unloading, and although my sister did redeem herself for her entire life, right? She purchased me the bacon bowl.
What's the bacon bowl?
It's this thing that allows you to make a bowl out of bacon. And you can eat stuff out of it.
I like your sister too now.
Yes. I haven't seen it yet. Well, I've seen it in the store. Oh. And best of the world. Best of the world will be live in 60 minutes on YouTube.
60 minutes?
Yeah, Like
we're not going to get to the other one then.
No, I know, because we got about 742 minutes left of this Iron Man match, but hopefully they'll put on another headlock.
You want to just turn it off now and watch the other
No, we're in this. We're in this. I gotta go through the rest of this bullshit. Besides, the best part is at the end when Sean says, tell me to get the fuck out of my ring.
That's true.
Oh, there you go. There's the backdrop.
See, again, that brought the crowd up.
Yeah, for...
See, it's getting better.
Wait till 23 minutes. And the crowd is already down. It brought the crowd up. There we go. Now let's see the replay of this. This was different because he didn't see this, right?
Fuck, does he hit hard. So he has a surgery on his back a few years later. Lost him a few years in his career.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And here, if you look really carefully, he's not smiling.
So, you know, the point is now, every big move now after almost 40 minutes seems like it could be a move to end the match. Seems like a
well,
big
the
move.
The problem is...
So this point is starting to pick
both
up.
Big moves,
the drama is getting better.
But both the big moves end up outside, and there's no follow-up to them. Like, look at this. Like I said, what's it, 20... Wait till it gets to the 23
minutes. Yeah, it's beating off again.
23 minutes. It's been 2 minutes.
Call me cumulatively.
But it's 2 minutes.
I think it's getting better.
How many times do you see a guy like wait like 5 extra seconds and there's a kick out?
He dragged a little bit, though. I think it's pretty interesting now.
This whole thing drags a little bit.
I think it's pretty interesting right now. And I think the last 22 minutes, 21 and a half minutes will be good.
You talk about how you can see people leaving. I don't yet. You know, it's always the stories of you can see people leaving. But I don't yet.
No, I don't.
And we're 40 minutes in, basically, right?
I get the feeling the crowd is way more interesting than we're 10 minutes into the match.
Oh, yeah.
They're standing up.
Wow, I don't see anybody standing up.
I do.
Well, that's a midget.
Oh.
Trying to see over the railing. What's he going to do here? Randy's going to do his elbow to the back of the head here? What the hell was that? Alright, we're officially 2/3 of the way in.
And the second third was better than the first third.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if the first third was a D, this is a C. First third was a D-, this is a C. But I think overall right now I'm giving the match a C-.
I thought we gave stuff out of 10. I'll give the first part a 4 out of 10, and the second part a 6.5 out of 10. So overall I'm going to give it a 5.5 out of 10.
Okay, yeah, 5.5 out of 10, there you go, so D+.
Wait, that's a 5? No, my grades weren't as good as I thought.
No. Luckily for you, you could never get to E.
Or G.
Oh, there's the floor spot. Oh, no, here's the back drop off the top. Does he flip over here on this? No.
Oh. He came up a little high off his neck there.
Alright, well here's what
again, the crowd is buying this. Cap blocks.
They're doing.
They do.
End this fucking thing, but what they don't realize, they're doing it, there's been no fault.
Well, at this point, the crowd wants that fall. They want to see something.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Oh, let's build up to this. They're going to promise a bunch of falls. That was one of the selling points. That's one of the things.
This is one of
the... promised all these falls.
But this was the time, exactly, and this... this is a time, though, that they finally needed to just settle it down and go to a rest hold. So he's got a reverse chin lock on, almost like a camel clutch type maneuver here. But,
well, yeah, and the arm's the right guy. This is the best way to finish
it. Let's hear. We're going to do a little bit. A little bit. See, but he's doing the leg kick spot, right, to get the crowd going.
Again, though, one of the things that's definitely hurting the crowd is that they don't have that one guy to cheer for. So if you're cheering for Sean, you're cheering against Brett, and I don't know if people feel comfortable with that, and vice versa. That hurts a little bit, too. For 60 minutes, that hurts.
But this needed to be a show stealer, and it wasn't. I mean, that's the...
they're working their asses off.
So this is a float over one.
Yeah.
Side Russian leg sweep.
Dang.
Oh, no, he just hit super cock.
Was super. I don't think he knew he was there. I'm not sure he was supposed to be there. This is crowds sharing that. You know why? Because they don't like Jose Liberio.
Well, there's only been like one person in the history of the world that's like Jose Liberio.
Who's that?
The Billy Woods baby. Dusty Rhodes thinks he's like the greatest wrestler ever.
Does he?
Yes, seriously.
So Brett goes for the move, and Lothario gets hit again. And again, I don't think he was supposed to. And Brett's like, get out of the way! We're trying to have a fucking match!
And there's that, so what's that guy's name? Vladimir?
I don't know. I don't care.
But
get out of the way! We're trying to have a goddamn match.
More interesting than this. Who's the guy in the front row? And then there's... get the fuck out of my ring. Oh. Alright. We are 3/4 of the way through this match. This match is all... this match is, Bret Hart and Pat Patterson, Shawn Michaels' baby. And, being 3/4 in, too late to abort. But I do have to run for a second. So, talk how great this match is and give the people
a... I'm saying great, but...
huge of this steaming pile of bucky crap.
The dog likes this match. Patty left again, so once again, this will be the best part of the podcast. You guys can hear it. Okay, there's the dog. Shut up, Willie. You guys can hear it. The crowd is cheering. I don't see anybody leaving. The crowd is cheering. So, I mean, it's working at this point. It's not easy to tell a story over 60 minutes with just 2 men in a ring.
Okay, the crowd is booing because Brett now is willing to win by a count out. And he's going to have a change of heart here. He also doesn't want to win that way. See, it's two baby finishes. Makes sense. Really, come here. Roll versus Wade. That's a good movie. Was that a movie? No, I'm thinking Kramer versus Kramer.
Oh, yeah, like Michael Richards.
Yeah. It's a good movie. Oh, near fall, the people are going to buy. Great. Perfectly executed. Belly back, suplex. This is interesting now. Fucking Willie, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Willie. Shut up. Seriously, that dog might actually be dumber than Addy. Yeah, probably not. So the thing is that when you get a kick out and you get a near fall, you get half the crowd cheering because they're amazed at what they're seeing, that nobody's getting pinned. It's not that they're cheering that one guy kicked out, but they're not cheering so much the person or booing so much the people anymore. They're cheering the match. So half the crowd is booing because, not because they're booing one of the guys, but they're booing because they're like sick and tired of seeing the kickouts they want to see. Fucking Willie, I'm trying to have a... Come here.
Shut up, dumb dog.
They're booing because they want to see that pinfall. It's not about the people, it's about the match. Other people are cheering because they can't believe that they're seeing a 60-minute match go without pinfalls, because that's unusual. This is... she's so unusual. There's a spot I wanted to talk to you about that you missed. We can rewind and watch it again. Hey, producer. I don't think legally I'm allowed to say your name on the air.
This match. Shawn Michaels trying to make a move on Bret Hart.
Bret Hart is a well-known male slut.
That's true. And this is only a few months away from showing Posing and Playgirl.
That's true.
Also booked by Pat Patterson.
Uh-huh. And Vince McMahon.
Uh-huh.
Because Vince McMahon, he would have felt shy.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not 100% convinced that he didn't.
No. He goes both ways, Vince. Don't fuck anything. Except Chuck Norris. Although Chuck Norris was born on Mars, you know.
No, the thing is, he actually
that's
might
why
fuck
there's
Chuck
no
Norris.
Signs of life on Mars.
He actually might fuck Chuck Norris because politically, he agrees with him on everything.
That's true.
And
Chuck Norris has kicked Jeff Jarrett in the face.
Which he appreciates. Okay, so there's the spot in the match where it's been going on for a long, long time.
Oh yeah, like and, 5 minutes in?
And, what's longer, this match or Bret Hart's book?
Yeah. Isn't Bret Hart's book a detailed account of this match and that's it?
And it's 792,000 pages.
Yeah. It's actually 93,173 pages. Well, 75 if you include the front and back cover. Oh, stop wrestling.
No, this is interesting now. Now the crowd's interested. I haven't seen anybody go home. It's gotten better. This last third, again, is even better than the other third.
You know,
7.5 out of 10. The match are giving a 6.5 so far. Now, that said... one of the spots is that at like 12 minutes to go, Bret punches Sean, and Sean does that thing where he looks at him and goes, come on, bring it. And he punches it again, and he's hulking up. And
he's being Rocky Balboa.
Yeah. And Bret looked A, surprised, and B, pissed, like legit pissed. Like he had this look on his face like, fuck, that's part of the script, and that makes me look weak to make you look strong. Which again, is Sean being Sean. And you can do that if you're a babyface and the guy's a heel.
I don't think so.
I don't think that. I would love to know whether or not that he knew that was going to happen or what he thought of that. I should have asked him when I interviewed him. But they kind of had to cut it short.
Yeah, fucking Saskatchewan Shaw.
Yeah. I should have known that, was them this time.
Well, there's a figure four. It's one of the moves Owen used to beat him. Oh, Canadian Maple Leaf. Can he tap?
He called it a one-legged Boston crab.
He's hitting the mat. Is he saying, do you want to tap? Because I didn't think they had tap out yet.
They don't.
No. Well, did you see it roll? He's like hitting the mat. Like, are you going to, you know what I mean? You can't hear what he's saying.
No, he's trying to get his attention because he's in so much pain.
Yeah. We've got to count a five to break it.
Yeah, Bray is subtly doing heel things in this match.
Yes, because he's supposed to
set up the comeback.
Yeah, rematch. Well, I mean, the whole thing about, like, get the camera out of my fucking face and stuff, I mean, right? I mean, that whole thing was set up for him to go heel.
Except for, like I say, that some people thought he legitimately got screwed and turned on Sean for it.
See, I never turned on Sean for it, but I did.
But some people did.
But I did, ooh, nice. But I did cheer.
He was never able to convert some of Bret's fans for that reason.
It's true. I did cheer Bret, or I did cheer Bret when he came back. But look at the front row. Front row, and it says it all. Arms crossed, looking around. Just that idiot Blackjack Brown. Looks,
they're on the ground at the point. Now they're cheering. See?
No, that's the front row. We got 4 minutes left. Yeah. It's a good time for that spot.
It's a good time for that spot. I saw somebody else finally do that spot correctly. I can't remember who, but I remember going, wow.
Owen?
No, somebody else.
Anvil?
No.
Anvil did not do it correctly because then the top rope came off and the Rockers did not win the tag team match.
That's great. Damn it, Anvil.
Watch that earlier.
Here's the kip up, and the crowd will go nuts. And of course, the camera's not there to see it.
No. Well, Bucky,
good job directing.
Bucky Beaver was really, he's done his work with the O.J. Simpson thing, so he was done. Here comes vintage Shawn Michaels. Oh, the Barry Horowitz elbow.
I don't see anybody's left.
No, I am either. Boy, pushed out of the moonsault.
Yeah, he did, yeah. Well, he's fucking been hustling for 57 minutes at that point. I think he might be too tired to do it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Shawn Michaels just did a worse Randy Savage elbow than CM Punk.
Really?
Oh, he's tired.
Oh, he's tired.
Oh, okay, he's not.
There you go, gut wrench.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, she left him in that position to pin him.
Okay, now he thinks he can do the moonsault.
Crowd was positive that was it. That was well set up.
Well, especially now at this point,
they're going nuts. They go banana. No. Great Hurricane Anna. I think he was going to do the sharp spot there and decided that it was too much time left. At this point, nobody really lasts that long in the sharpshooter, so crowd is going banana.
Three.
I think that's a good story. I think they set up that story
wait,
for the
second,
end.
Wait a second. Just a sec here.
What?
Let's see. 7, 6, 5, foreskin. 3, 2, 1.
What? What?
I didn't say foreskin last time.
I think you did.
On cue, though.
Oh, okay. You were just running late with it.
Yeah.
Well, thank God we went back for that.
Yeah.
The crowd is, somebody in the crowd just lifts it up as gave him the finger.
Yeah, that's that ECW fan.
Crowd's going crazy because they respect both of them for going 60 minutes and loving it.
Well, because it had never been done before.
Yeah.
It was different, right?
And you know what? And by the end, they told this great story building up to that end. So the crowd was going crazy. I think that last... I'm going to give a 4.5, 6.5, 9. Overall, I'll give this a 7.5 out of 10. That last third was tremendous.
So we're going to say 4, 6. We'll give it 4, 6. Has been ordered to continue. four, six. I don't know if I can go nine. I mean, 8.5. I say 9, whatever. It doesn't matter. So, average 6.
I give it an average.
Average 6.5.
I'll give it 7.5. I think it's a good match. By the end, I was really into that. The storytelling got better and better. It's just the first 30 minutes drags. That last 30 minutes, if that had been a 30-minute Iron Man match, you'd be like, that was an incredible Iron Man match.
Not if they did the first 30 minutes.
True, but if the second 30 minutes, even if it was 0-0, you would have been into it.
Well,
there's some really interesting inventive spots.
The thing is
there's so many interesting inventive spots, and it is about the storytelling, not about the
30-minute Iron Man match, though, is that I can understand that there's no fall for 20 minutes because normal matches go that way. When we're like 50 minutes in and there's nothing, it's like, who gives a fuck?
Oh no. Everybody gave a fuck. The way the crowd was reacting at the end there, everybody actually did give a fuck because they hadn't seen it and they couldn't believe these guys had taken that much punishment and were still kicking out. That was the theory.
I mean, but I can't forget the first half of this match and how it bored me so far.
If I was to give the first half, I would give a 4 out of 10. The second half an 8.5 out of 10. And then I'd give it a 6.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
You know?
That's exactly
if instead of broken down by thirds, you broke it down by halves.
Well, that's basically what I was doing. Is it got better? It definitely got better.
Yeah.
But part of me doesn't give a fuck because of that first. Like, it set the pace. It set the tone, right? For like, this is shit. Okay, it's better. Okay, it's better. Okay, it's good.
Okay, it's really good.
It's good.
No, by the end it was really good.
Oh, the last few minutes were great. But overall, yes, it's good.
I'll go back. I'll give it a 7.5. 3.5 stars. That's what I'm giving.
Yeah, I'm still at that 3.25 range, that 6.5 out of 10.
I appreciate it. I appreciate, because we're about to watch ROH. So this is storytelling, not moves. And ROH, we're going about to watch
good news.
Good news. Moves, not storytelling, sometimes, you know? Could be exciting, too.
You know what the ROH roster said that they would do tonight?
What?
Moves.
I can see that. Where's the tell me to get the fuck out of my ring?
Let's go.
We had to share the spotlight with you long enough. 62 minutes. Is that Ed and San Romeo?
No, he's better looking.
Who, that guy?
Yeah. Tell him to get the fuck out of my ring right there.
Did he?
Yeah. There he goes. There he's going over.
Because, I mean, after, like, for instance, Undertaker, Lesnar, you see Lesnar go over to him and give him a thank you. Say thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate what you did for me.
Yeah.
And then this is the 100% opposite of what Lesnar did. Lesnar had more respect for the wrestling industry than Shawn Michaels. Think about that. Look at fucking Blade.
He's singing.
That's where he says it.
Is that it right there?
Yes, sir. That's where he said it. And where Brett's like, I can't fucking believe he just said that to him.
Well, he said something about getting him out.
Yeah. Couldn't get the fuck out of my ring. So at this point, Brett's pissed legit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Because he got told to get the fuck out. No, this is where he got told to get the fuck out of the ring. So he is using that legit pissed off to play the character.
Yes. Spoken like a nice mark.
He's
all part of the show.
Getting told to get the fuck out of my ring was not part of the show.
Well, to a certain degree. Not that way.
No. So he's pissed about that. So he's like, okay, I'm pissed about that. I'll use that.
It's all part of the story, though.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He turns it into the story.
But no, it was always going to be the story.
No, I'm not saying it isn't. Dummy.
He said no, either. He's legit pissed. So
no,
that.
You fucking moron. What I said is...
Say it again.
What I said...
Can you say it again?
Fucking Nora.
I said it again.
His storyline is he's supposed to be pissed leaving the ring. But he's pissed at Shawn Michaels. So he's using that. He's like, okay, I can be kind of pissed about that. I'm supposed to be pissed anyways. Let's use that.
So what you're saying is that he's supposed to be pissed during the story, and he got pissed, so he acted pissed.
Yes!
Oh.
Fucker.
Why did you just say that?
What I did.
Hey,
did you tape ROH? Because I didn't watch it, actually. The build-up. Home show.
Speaking of your mother. Build-up?
It was a short build-up.
Well, I did, but I watched it. Because I thought you'd already watched it.
Oh, I forgot.
Sorry, it was just a pre-show with their new chick who's hot.
What the?
What's her name? I wrote it down on Twitter.
Did she, now the crowd's leaving.
That line was also booked by Pat Patterson.
What?
If you got it in you, go ahead and celebrate. So they leave for WCW. Mandy Leon.
Did it show the angle where Elgin's hair gets cut?
Yeah, and his wife is there. Yeah. I think
Miss Chief. Isn't that her name? Miss Chief.
Yeah, I don't think they even said what her name was, honestly. But yeah. I think you've seen. I would venture a guess to say you've seen everything on this ROH show. Anyway, it just was a condensed package.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that, but.
Oh.
But I know about it, so doesn't matter. I'm just glad the mullet's gone.
I also watched the pre-show of the Hall of Fame. Michael Cole, I tweeted this. Michael Cole said that Bruno Sammartino was the reason he was the WWE. I call bullshit.
Me too! Super soft, get the fuck out of my ring.
Right. Well, my other tweet was getting a lot of play. Am I the only one that thinks that Mark Henry and Val Venus should be teamed up by WWE to form Power and Horny? Apparently a lot of people agree with me.
Oh. I don't get it.
No, I know.
Christ, could they milk this celebration at the end any longer?
You can call me Addy.
Jackass, could they milk this any longer?
Why are you talking to the dog?
Dude, shut up.
It's because you made him watch this match. Look at that, he even shook the hand of an Indian. Oh, look at that, he's sick in, what is it? Oh, there's Stu. That's a great job there. Oh, here comes, there's Linda again.
Oh, that's right, that's the Warrior. I wish the match would be Warrior versus Vader. It would be way more interesting.
He's like that. Here it comes, coming at you. Bad boys back on the block. Tip the bat, yeah, we can't, you stop.
Super Bowl 2000 there. Man, they had to get rid of everybody's music. The demons coming out to some music that's not Kiss.
Was
it the weirdest damn thing ever.
But it was a special main event match?
Oh, yes, because he had to be in main events in the contract.
Yeah.
So they just called it that.
So every match he was in was the main event. That was awesome.
Even no matter where it was on the card.
Well, there's Mark Merrill and Hunter. What a real life feud that was. Diesel had the perfect hair for the Tombstone.
True.
He went long, and you wouldn't know that his head didn't hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
And that way he didn't have to actually hurt Diesel like he had to with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have to hurt Hulk Hogan, but...
Yeah. Well, according to Hulk Hogan, he did.
Brother. All right. There we go. What do we have? Three spots in this match? And four. And okay. See? I just watched the Iron Man match in like a minute and a half. To continue.
To what?
Continue. Dixie Carter.
When Dixie Carter orders a match to go longer, she's ordering it to...
That chick in that dress there is a photographer. Probably like
sure?
A, yeah, she's got a camera out at the end. Like, she does nothing for the whole fucking show.
Oh, maybe she's just taking a picture for her own collection.
I think it's for, I bet you she's a fucking reporter for, like, Anaheim.
I like that it shows WrestleMania 12, and it has Diesel and Taker in the mask.
Yes.
Which he didn't have at this point.
And, the Phantom of the Opera mask.
Brett and Shawn. And Razor Ramon.
And Razor Ramon not in there currently.
Exactly.
Drug suspended / signed with WCW suspended.
Yes. Not on the card.
No.
But he's in there. So, oh. Okay. All right. Well, that was interesting. I'm actually glad we watched that again. We don't have time to watch Tag Team.
Back
so
again.
This will have to be the content that we have while you're out. You're going to miss, what do you call it there? Money in the Skank.
Your mummy is a skank.
Yeah, you're going to miss that.
I am.
So,
you're going to miss that your mummy is a skank. Look at this, see?
You can reach it. See?
There.
See, it's working.
Good.
I don't know if it'll work when the actual live stream happens, but we'll see.
I think so. This is kind of, we'll see. No, it is. I watched the live. I tested it. I watched the live stream another show earlier.
Okay. The Super Bowl. The reason I was watching is because Tank Abbott takes on Big Al.
Big Al. He pulls a knife on him.
Well, it's so fucking funny because they have this match and Tank. It's a leather jacket on a pole match.
Yes.
But it's Tank Abbott's actual leather jacket from his biker club,
mm-hmm.
which also has UFC plaster all over.
Yeah.
With the logo and shit.
Nice.
So it's up there. It's hung high. And
like you.
The finish is when he puts Al Green at Big Al there on his shoulder. Big Al is like probably 6'6".
Is that Al Green?
280. Yeah, it's Al Green. Big Al.
Really?
He died last year. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyways, he died last
year. The dog?
The dog, yeah.
Well, I thought Al Green was a legitimate friend of Tank Abbott's.
Probably, yeah.
He was not trained. There's Mandy Leon.
Okay, and she's hot. So anyways.
This actually is the show from, this is the ROH, like, of this
good
week,
enough.
Sinclair.
Okay, she looks kind of like Kim Kardashian.
Kinda.
So the point being that, so he's sitting there and he lifts him up and he drops him by accident. He's carrying him as he's walking up the ring ropes to grab the thing. He's carrying this huge man. Accidentally drops him. The guy just falls. It looks like he's knocked out cold.
Yeah.
And like the you know, the paramedic from the back comes to check on him.
Phoebe?
And so he sits, Abbott grabs his jacket, pulls it out, pulls out a knife. He's sitting there on the ropes with the knife. Crowd's chanting, "You fucked up, you fucked up," because he dropped him by accident. He was supposed to carry him in this impressive thing. He drops him by accident, right? So, crowd is, he's sitting there with his knife. He jumps down, gets right on his throat, and he left this on the network. Couldn't believe it. Gets right down there, pulls this knife, and it's an obvious real knife, right?
Yeah.
Pulls this right to his throat and goes, "I could fucking kill you." And at this point, like, the paramedics backed off. Everybody's kind of like, "What?" They quickly cut to the crowd. Now, Al Green was shaved bald, completely his face, no hair whatsoever.
Right.
They cut to it, and I think it was, I can't remember who it was, but I think it was Mark Madden.
Talking.
Who goes, "Did he have a knife?" And you hear Tony Schiavone said, "I don't think that was a knife. I think those were scissors so he could cut his beard." He had no beard. He had no hair whatsoever.
Tank Abbott.
No, so that Tank Abbott could cut.
Tank Abbott pulls a knife on him?
Yes, Tank Abbott pulls a knife on Al,
okay.
On Big Al,
oh,
as he's outside the ring. Pulls the knife on him, goes, "I could fucking kill you now." Right? And at the end, after the match is over.
Yeah.
And yeah, Tony Schiavone, "I don't think that was, I think that was a pair of scissors so he could cut Al's, not Big Al's beard," which he didn't have.
Nice.
It is just about the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my life.
That's awesome.
And of course, after, I think it was shortly after this that Vince Russo said, you know, we should put the belt on this guy.
Yes, yes. This is the guy that we should, was it before or after this?
It was, well, this is during the Demon. Is this his first run or his second run? I don't know. He was there. I think it's after this. Maybe it's before. Either way, when he's doing this match with Al, Big Al, Al Green, the Big Dog, Rage, whatever you wanted to call him.
Yeah.
He's also during the match, you could see, like, they open the match by tying themselves up so that each one of their arms is tied to each other. Just because that's a biker's fight.
Oh,
so, you know, so this is way before Aces and Eights. So, Big Al takes this work shot at him. Hank comes back, fucking clocks him for real.
Nice.
And you can see Hank, you can see Big Al go, oh fuck, he's not working. Like, you know, he's too stupid or he doesn't care. Like, he's legitimately hitting him as hard as he can. Just clocking him up the ear. You could see him go, well, if I shoot with him, he's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't, I can't back out of this now. I'm stuck in here. And I, if
what
I don't...
What year was this?
2000.
So this must have been before. It would have been...
I think it was before. But was it's just hilarious. So I'm watching this guy...
2001 that the Radicals jumped? The 2000 the Radicals jumped.
2000, I think.
So then this must have been...
I don't know. I mean, it didn't... I only got like 5 matches in. And let me tell you something. TNA, WWE, any of this is way better than this. It's Booker T, or just Booker at this point, with his fake
right, because
music
because
against...
Ahmed Johnson.
Big T. But they said Ahmed Johnson... They don't even mention... They say Ahmed Johnson's a guy who we thought he was still locked up. You know, like, so they're selling that he's not even Ahmed Johnson from the WWE, that he's a different character.
Yeah.
But he looks the exact same, and everybody knows him.
Oh, yeah. Big T.
Anyways, it's unbelievably bad. Like, this is so much worse than this stuff. And the wrestling, the Wall versus the Demon, Big T versus Booker, Tank Abbott versus Big Al. Let me tell you something. You would watch that maybe that's why I think this Iron Man match is better than you.
I was about to say the moral of this story is, no matter how bad the Iron Man match was, there is definitely worse out there.
There's much worse.
Yeah.
Watch that and you'll be like, oh, that Iron Man match is brilliant.
Yes.
Brilliant.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. So we're going to get into this, watching some Ring of Honor here.
I never did. The Twitter question was...
Your mom?
Was Bret Hart's known for being able to have a 5-star match with a broomstick?
Yes.
So is Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
Did Mo have a 5-star match with a hop bomb? What do you think?
The Super Big Gulp?
With a pop bottle Super Big Gulp, what do you think?
I don't know. I don't think you could have a full match because the pop bottle choked you out.
Okay. I think the Big Gulp choked me out. The pop bottle, unfortunately, its finisher was the Shocker. And that hurt.
And I'd have to be there to revive you. So,
well, you're my manager.
That's right.
You're in my corner.
Manager!
All right, so the plugs.
Apparently it has to do with a pop bottle. But the plugs. WeTalkWrestling.com, the website. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. You can get a hold of us there. @WeTalkWrestling on Twitter. You can tweet us a question or email us a question at addie@wetalkwrestling.com. What else? You can subscribe to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on the TuneIn radio app. I believe that that's going to do it. So for yet another edition, a very special edition of We Talk Wrestling. So in the meantime, and in between time, that is it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Hey, your dog has gas.
Yeah. This Iron Man match had gas.